Now, my sisters and brothers, we are in another position. The ministry is not just teaching and preaching, but there's a lot of impartation supposed to take place prophetically in your life because you're here. Okay? Now, those of you who are dealing with anything in your life, and I know most of the time people through life were dealing with certain things, you will have wisdom and insight to get your peace back. No matter what you're dealing with, I want you to listen, for the Lord have ministered to me about this, and the subject as well as the introduction is going to be real powerful to you. So I want you to get ready for it. We haven't done this in a long time because of catch somebody's hand. We haven't done this in a long time. I saw this yesterday. Father, I thank you right now that we are on one accord. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We're your children. Yes. We want to hear direction from you. Thank you for guiding us in every situation in our life in the right way. I pray for my brother and my sister whose hand I'm holding, that whatever they're dealing with, they're going to hear your word today. Thank you for the fellowship. We glorify and magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 26 and listen to this subject. Because the time that we're living in, we need to have this type of revelation, in our life. So we're looking for God to give us, the Holy Spirit to give us revelation. Revelation unfold things that you can't see naturally. You got it? We're going to deal with how to live in the supernatural peace of God. No matter what storm, no matter what situation that you may be dealing with this morning, God is going to show you how to live in supernatural peace. And I tell you, we need it now. A lot of stuff going on, right? So listen at the scriptures, and as I expound on the scriptures, make sure you yield to the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Isn't this something? Amen. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. What kind of peace?
Perfect
peace. Here's one of your requirements. Whose mind is stayed on the problem. Whose mind is stayed on the situation. You have to jerk your mind back when things are not going right. You have to jerk your mind back of who child you really are and how powerful your father really is. God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, because he trusted in thee. Oh, my. So there's two things now. You're going to have your mind on God, and you're going to have to be trusting him. No matter what the scenario is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the storm is, no matter what it looks like, as a child of God, you have to know that your father can handle it. Say, my father can handle it.
My father can.
Now, you don't have to have no category there. You don't have to have no levels there. You don't have to have no what the intensity is there. It doesn't matter when you know your father can handle it. It could be sickness. It could be attack on your children. It could be anything on your job, anything. You have to know that I'm going to stay in perfect peace because my father can handle it. Say it, my father can handle it. I want to stir up everything in you that is irritating you. Every scenario that look like you're not going to make it all, every scenario telling you he's going to hold you back, I want you to look at this verse again. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Not just peace.
Perfect.
whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Notice the covenant aspect of this scripture. The covenant aspect of this scripture. What you mean, Pastor? The covenant aspect. God always carry out his part. But for it to be a covenant, if you know the scripture, they always give you charges. And if things don't work out right, I said, if things don't work out right, look in the mirror. Because it's not in the book. He always carry his part out. All right, watch what he says now. Thou will keep him not in just peace, perfect peace, complete peace. But the requirement, and this is what I have to train the body of Christ, you got a part to play. Whose mind has stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. You see it?
Yes, sir.
So then he says, trust in the Lord forever. When the Lord Jehovah is the everlasting strength. Amen?
Amen.
So now what I'm saying now, every stone, every challenge, everything that you might be going through this morning, I want you to listen because God is going to take you into his presence and you as an individual are going to know how to handle it yourself.
Yes.
Oh, what is it? I'm going through. It's old school there. I'm going through, but you had to know how to go through with peace. A lot of trouble in the world, a lot of trouble coming in the church, a lot of foolishness coming in the church, and a lot of all kind of things going on at large. But there's a remnant that knows how to stay in God's peace. Now, one of the most safest places to abide in a time like this is in the 91st Psalm. Turn there. That Psalm covers everything. That Psalm, I mean, there's nothing the enemy can come up with. You got angels in that Psalm. What? Turn there for a minute, 91st Psalm. I would recommend that you read it every day. I would recommend it. And when I say read it, I'm talking about not just going over it, but I personalize it. I put I say I. I make it personal. So I'm going to read one or two verses, then I'm going to get into some things. We're talking about now how to live in the supernatural peace of God, right? Say it with me. How to live. No matter what come up, you're going to know what to do.
Yes,
that okay?
Yes, sir.
Huh? All right, now, notice Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust no matter what's going on, no matter what it looked like, no matter what nobody else saying, I'm going to keep my eyes on him. The Bible said, look into Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Keep your eyes on him, all right? Now, how to have peace in the storm of life? They're supposed to make you stronger. Whatever you're going through, whatever attack you have on your life, it don't supposed to destroy you. It's supposed to make you stronger. It's supposed to make you trust God more. You can't figure it out. No man can't figure it out. So you're going to have to put your trust in God. The supernatural peace of God, watch this. Flow with the Holy Ghost. He always will bring you out in a higher position. So everything you go through, when you flow with the Holy Ghost will bring you out into a higher position.
Yes, sir.
Everything you're going through,
yes.
If you flow with the Holy Ghost, He'll bring you out in a higher position. Now, see, you cannot, you have to recognize the authority in that statement. You can't take it as a mundane statement. You can't take it as an English statement. You're going to have to let the Spirit stir that up in you, that what I'm going through now, I'm going to end up in a higher position. Yes. If I handle it right. I got to keep my mind on God. You follow what I'm saying? Are y'all listening? Because you're going to need it. The storm of life is raging now because man is out of his mind. Yeah. Write this down and get you some notes here. At all time and through every situation, what I say?
At all time and through every situation.
You must stay in tune with the preventive, the presence, the power, the passion, and the supernatural protection of God. Let me go back over that. At all time and in every situation. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody now. So I know you come. I know we have things we're dealing with. But listen to what he said. At all time and through every situation, you must stay in tune with the preventive, the presence, the power, and he love you, right?
Yes.
The passion. I know God loves me. Say it.
I know God loves me.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looked like, you have to be able to say, I know that God loves me and I love God and it's going to work out in my favor.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you right now. I'm talking what you're talking about. I'm talking about what you're dealing with right now. I'm talking about what trying to jam you right now. Everybody got to deal with something. But I don't want to have a fictitious service. No, I want to have a real service. I want God to touch you while you're sitting in here to know you're leaving here better off than when you came. I don't want to just have a little sermon. I want God to touch you. I want the Holy Spirit to let you know that you're not, whatever you're going through, but watch me now, watch, whatever you're going through, you're not by yourself. You got somebody with you that can handle everything. Talk to me here. You got somebody with you that can handle everything. What I said? He can handle how much he can handle. Everything. You a child of the living God. There's no limit on your father. Your father would never say, oh, baby, I can't do nothing about that. Now, your physical father might be able to tell you that. He said, I've done all I could. But the father never say he'd done all he could because he never finished doing all he can. He can do something else. Oh, may God work a miracle in your life this morning. May you get your peace back. May you get your joy back. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know the Spirit of God told me to tell you? Don't let what you're going through bother you. Isn't that something? Don't let whatever, you just look straight ahead, nobody ain't gonna know your business. Don't let what you're going through bother you. Get ready for this one. Based on the 91st Psalm and the text we read earlier in Isaiah, boy, this is something here. Today, God will pull all fear out of your life. Go back to Isaiah 26. How can you have it? Go back to Isaiah 26. He'll pull all fear out of your life. And let me say how. Divine cooperation. Your weakness meeting God's strength. or your worries because of the situation, step into God's wisdom. Worry and wisdom cannot stay in the same house. And you God's house. So as we look back now, as we look back at this, permitting God to pull all fear out of your life. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go back to Isaiah 26 now. Read the third verse with me. Ready, read. All right, Holy Spirit, read it again. All right, read the next verse, the fourth verse. Fourth verse. You know what Jehovah means? Huh? Jehovah Jireh? He's my provider. Jehovah Roha. He's my shepherd. He's Jehovah, man. Jehovah Shammah. He got me covered.
Yes.
Jehovah Shalom, he's my peace.
Yes.
Jehovah Nissi, he a banner over my head. Jehovah Rapha, he's my healer.
Yes.
Jehovah Tzidkenu, he's my righteousness.
Yes.
He got me covered.
Yes.
Tell somebody next to you, I'm covered. I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm covered. No, I don't do that. I'm covered. Listen, I haven't got to the scriptures to go with these things yet, but I'm going to give them to you. You ready?
Yes.
All thoughts of failure will be removed today. Now, it got to be a connection of your spirit with God's spirit, not just because I'm saying it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So God is aiming to make deposits in you.
Yes.
But without your participation, if you're just a spectator, you're not going to get it.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is here to do it.
Yes.
If you focus and pay attention, he's going to tap into what you need.
Yes.
I said, he's going to tap into what you need. My assignment from God is to train you how to activate your peace in time like these. How to activate your peace. See, peace is not automatic. You got to activate it. Thou will keep me perfect, who's mine. See, you activate it. You stayed on it. Trust in the Lord Jehovah. For in him is everlasting strength. So you got to activate your mind. You got to trust him. You got to do that by faith.
Yes, sir.
See, faith and the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Once you start operating in faith, the anointing come on the scene.
Yes, sir.
And it causes you to move into a realm called a supernatural.
Yes.
In other words, I'm going to say it this way to you. When you cooperate with God properly, you become superior to everything else.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn to 2 Timothy, chapter 1. I'll make a statement, then we'll let the scripture drive it on home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know somebody came here with something they need to get rid of.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. I know somebody came here. Lord have mercy. Something I really need to get. Talk to me, man of God. That's some things I need to get rid of. And if you listen, you're going to get rid of it right here in this service. Because it's not me speaking to you. I have to submit and let God speak through me. And then the Holy Spirit can take your spirit and bring you to another dimension. You hear me?
Yes.
Anybody believe there's a problem God can't sell them? Huh? You know your God can handle everything, right? Every situation, any kind of, anybody come here with any kind of pressure in it, we're going to take the word of God and punch a hole in it.
Yeah.
You ain't leaving me with that pressure. We're going to bust that balloon.
Yes.
You're going to leave you with confidence.
Yes.
This is the confidence I have in him. If I ask anything according to his will, he hear me.
Yes.
Fear, you must train yourself to let the promises of God remove all fear at all times. Here, we're dealing with it in Timothy here, 2 Timothy. There's three mighty mold that God can set you in. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Let the word speak this morning. The world been speaking enough. When the world speaks something in your life, answer it with the word. That's a good one, isn't it? I like that one. Next time they tell you ain't going to make it, answer it with a scripture. I know the scripture. It's a powerful scripture here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Are you there? For God has not given us the spirit of fear. So fear is a spirit, isn't it? It's a The fear of the Lord is a different fear than this type of fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of and
love.
And what? Three things. You see it? God has not, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Now that's not going to happen if you don't stir the mix up. See, just reading the, you got to have faith in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your path. Your faith has to be involved. I'll probably close out with that stone. The Lord said, where your faith at? Don't let no storm shake this ship like this. Don't let no storm be shaking your life like that, and you act like you sitting there crying and wonder what I'm going to do. You get up from there. You're a child of the living God. Give God some praise. Say hallelujah. Say glory to God. Nothing look right. Everything look like he's going AWOL. You say hallelujah. The devil says she plumb, he a plumb out of his mind. Hallelujah. He knows something I don't know. Glory to God. Don't stop using your lip to complain so much. Oh, God. Oh, boy. I don't know. God had not given the spirit of fear, but of power. Say power.
Power.
Love.
Love.
And a sound mind.
And sound mind.
Sound mind. You see that sound mind? Huh? What that sound mind is? It's the mind of Christ. It's the mind of the Spirit. It's the mind of God. You got that living on the inside of you. You have to activate it by faith and by the words you speak. You're not a normal person. You're a child of the living God. You're a Christian. You're born of God. You got power. You got the life of God on the inside of you. Fear not. Watch this now. This show is going to be a lesson for you right here. Fear not is recorded in God's word 144 times. In this book, 144 times, the word fear not is in there. He knew that fear was going to try to come. And so he taught fear not 144 different ways. Look at somebody and say, I don't be able to fear no more. I'm going to trust God. Look in Genesis chapter 15. First book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 15. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody came here with a problem today. Yeah, I wish it. I wish you came here with it. It's right, you're at the right place. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. The word of the Lord came, saying, what did he say? Why? You see what he said? Yeah. Fear not. Don't matter what it looked like. Fear not. I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward. In other words, God said, God don't pay no attention to what's going on. It don't make me no difference. It don't make me no difference how many demons on. It don't make me no difference who said who against you. I'm telling you, fear not. I'm your shield. I'm going to try to get to it. I got 6 or 7 shields to put on. Scripture talk about 6 or 7 shields you can wear. Turn to 1 John 4:18. Y'all use your Bibles or whatever you use. You know, you look for it so long, can't find it. You sit there and act like you got it. Then you say, he preached a good message, but it ain't working for me. It ain't working because you didn't get in on it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bobby, you got it up there? There's no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has what? He that feareth, he that feareth, we all guilty. Come, don't make look up at me like you so holy. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Otherwise, you can't be in love and know how much God loves you and be in fear. Now, all of us been in fear. Don't lie. You've been in fear. Something came up in your life. Hold your hand up. Something come up in your life and brought fear in your life. Everybody know what, you know what I'm saying? Because we're human beings, but yet we're born of the Spirit of God. Next time it comes, you're going to handle it. Hebrews 13. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wet the atmosphere. With his brethren. I'm glad to be a child of God. Are you?
Yes.
And I got him first place.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep him now.
Yes.
All the days of my life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Alright, now you ought to have your shouting clothes on for Hebrews 13:6. Look at it. Look at it. Read it. Wait a minute. We all gonna read this. I'm gonna look at some lips up in here. Because we are inviting, oh my goodness, I felt it. We're inviting the Holy Ghost to come. And make everything real to us and bring it alive. We don't wanna go through the motion. I want you to leave here full of joy and full of peace. No matter what you're dealing with, knowing that God is handling it for you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So look at this sixth verse and let's not read this as a man talking. This is Almighty God saying something to us. Ready? Let's read it. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Hold it. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my helper. See, you want to get that down in your spirit, not just in your mind. Well, get it in your soul and get it and let your spirit flow with it. The Lord is my helper. What are you saying there, the Lord is my helper? Well, I mean, how much help can the Lord give you? Oh, I got a question for you. What is it in your life that the Lord can't handle? And you got to say that out loud sometimes when things, the pressure get on and it look like things not working. You say it out loud. The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
Drive alone in the car. Just scream it out. The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
And I will not, come on.
And I will not be able to.
Can't do me nothing. The Lord is my helper. Anybody getting help?
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever been in fear?
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever had a situation you need help quick?
Yes,
you're a child of the living God. That's why he want to preach this message to you. That's why he wants you to know. Let me say it again. How to live in supernatural, the supernatural peace of God. No matter what come up, you're living in supernatural peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Isaiah 26:3 again. I'm going to make a statement that the Holy Spirit is going to recall in your next episode. The next thing that try to attack you, the next thing that try to tell you, you're not going to make it. I'm going to make a statement here and give you Isaiah 26:3. We read it already. Listen at this now. Perfect peace is always knocking at your heart. See now, what preaching and teaching is about now, the next time anything come up, the Holy Spirit can recall to you, hey, open the door. Perfect peace. Perfect peace is knocking at your heart. Let it in. You got it?
Yes, sir.
And Isaiah 26:3. Read it again.
Yes.
You got a problem. You're a child of God, right?
Yes.
Who at the door? That's God at the door. Somebody just got delivered. Somebody just got it. Let me in. We're going to handle this. Let me in. We're going to handle this. Knocking at your heart right now. Some of y'all going through some stuff right now. He sent you to church to get preached to. To tell you, I'm at the door knocking. I got the solution. I got the answer. I got the power. I got the victory. See what I'm saying?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Every person in here tonight, you might be dealing with sickness, you might be dealing with, I don't know what you're dealing with, but he's knocking.
Yeah.
Your marriage might not be going like it's supposed to go. Your children might not be doing like they're supposed to do. He knocking. Let me in. I know how to stop him. I know how to change him. I know how to bring peace.
Come on now,
I'm El Shaddai. Glory to God. Get your peace back.
Yeah.
Tell the person next to you, get your peace back.
Get your peace back.
Don't let nothing steal your joy.
Yes, sir.
You're a child of the living God.
Yes, I'm a child of the living God.
If you're here, wave your hand at me. You hear? Wave your hand at me. Say, I believe.
I receive.
Perfect peace.
Perfect.
Right now.
Right now.
In my life.
In my life.
Forever.
Forever.
Turn, sit down, turn to 2 Corinthians quickly, 13 and 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Come on, let the scripture talk to us. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Look at that. Look what he's telling you to be. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. What? I'm talking to you right now. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let me read it to you again. Finally, my brother, farewell. Be perfect. Here's where we go. See, when service ends, I'm going to 1918 Street. What's your address? Huh? What's your address? I ain't going with you. But he going with you. My job is to put something in you that you can take with you and get results. Finally, brother. See, when the benediction comes, I'm going to say farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And now he going to go with you. The God of love and peace shall be with you. Not Leroy. So I got to train you how to, receive him for yourself. You see what I'm saying, Brad? You understand what I'm saying? You leave here. You see, we can come here and entertain you and get you all stirred up, and you leave here and ain't got no power. But he said, finally, brother, farewell. See, we need to train you to be able to say farewell to you. You got to be calling us every 30 minutes. I don't know how that happened. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind. And you know, the reason the Lord want to preach this is because the world has turned out to be a jungle. And all the demons coming out now. And I want this church to be, you know, and you call me and say, what did I tell you Sunday? Give me one scripture. You don't even know one scripture I said Sunday. And you come out, I don't know what I'm going to do. You wasn't listening. Give the Holy Spirit something to work with. Pay attention. It's a covenant. It's a covenant. God said, this is what I'm going to do. If you do this, don't you come telling me what to do with the scriptures and you haven't done what I told you to do. That's why a lot of scriptures not working a lot of time. Because God have told you, every time he tell you, he's always telling you something to do. He said, now I'm going to do this if you do this. And see, we try to take the Bible and make him do everything we want him to do. But we ain't got to do nothing. Peace is recorded in God's word 400 times. Peace, 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 peace. 400 times, you look it up, 400 times, peace is recorded. Look at Exodus 14:14. Hallelujah. How to live in supernatural peace of God. We really need that in time like these, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff that come out on television, computer and all that stuff, that make me no different. Come out with what you want. Exodus 14:14. What you dealing with? What you need help on? Look what that scripture said. Look what that scripture said. The Lord shall fight for you. and you shall hold your peace. The reason your peace can't be taken because the Lord is fighting for you. The Lord shall fight. You let him fight. Lord, one thing about it, when you say the Lord shall fight, you know what that means, right? Huh? It's already won. No losing. No losing. I confess to you, if you listen to this message, you'll never lose again. Just this one message this morning. My wife tell me over the years, she told me, she said, all they need to do is listen to this one message. I pray that somebody entered into their peace right now. I know we deal with certain things, you know what I'm saying? But I pray that God is permitting you to enter your peace. Oh, my goodness. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And listen very carefully. Matter of fact, when you turn, I want you to look up here, isn't it? Because I want you to see me saying this statement. I don't know why, but the Lord told me to tell you to look at me. Look straight at me when you, once you get to it. Proverbs 3. Look up here. Now listen, this is very, it's very important what I'm about to say. Never let the fear of a situation interrupt your trust in God. Somebody talk to me over here. You know that's powerful? Do you know that powerful? Never let the fear of a situation interrupt your trust in God. Do you appreciate that?
Yes.
That came from the Holy Ghost for you this morning. You heard that?
Yes.
Never let the fear of a situation interrupt your trust in God. So what that produce? Peace, you got it, girl. Peace. Keep your peace. Don't let nothing steal your peace. Are you sharing this?
Yes, sir.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. Go to the sixth verse. I want them to get a full blast of it. Go to the sixth verse. Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Don't tell everybody your business. And he shall what? Supernaturally. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. We just keep going. Go to the next verse. So shall I buy. Now, precious. You see it?
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm about to close. Say hallelujah again.
Hallelujah.
Now, this last part of this sermon, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shields that the Lord wants you to know available to you. And I wrote it this way. Always wearing your divine shields. Always wearing your divine shields. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 6:16. Turn to Ephesians 6:16. I'm going to give you these shields. I'm going to close out. Above all, if you like dancing up here, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench some of the fiery darts of the wicked. all the fire down. So you have what God called the shield of faith. You hear me over there? The shield of faith. The shield of faith. So that's one shield you can wear. Turn to Psalm 512. The shield of favor. Everywhere you go, you got the shield of favor. Somebody won't do a favor for you. I declare and decree you are a favor magnet. I declare and decree from this day forward, you are a favor magnet. In other words, favor gonna come to you. Matter of fact, I'm gonna say it a little stronger. Favor gonna flow like rivers of living water. You receive it? God gonna keep your tank full with favor. Because you're wearing that shield of favor. For the Lord will bless the righteous with favor, but I compare him as with a shield. Tell somebody I'm wearing favor, me. That's two. You got four more. Genesis 15:1. The shield of reward. Now everybody in the church not wearing that because they haven't heard it yet. You didn't get it. The shield of reward. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. You walking around with a shield of reward on you. Shield of favor. And a shield of faith. This wall can't hold you. Satan says, she got that shield of faith on. She wearing a shield of favor. She wearing a shield of reward. And these things, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram, the word of the Lord came to Word of Life Christian Center in a vision saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aren't you glad to hear that? Y'all ought to be happy. Man, y'all hearing enough stuff to be happy, you know what I'm saying, Ronnie? Y'all be happy, man. God, dog, hallelujah. How much can you get on one Sunday morning in an hour? Hallelujah. I'm leaving you wearing six shields. Turn to Proverbs 35. We got two more shields, I'm going to close. Proverbs 30, verse 5. You're going to love this one. The shield of the word. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. I'm wearing the shield of the word. If God is for me, who can be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me shall be condemned in the judgment. I'm the head, not the tail. This last one, you didn't see all them shields. You haven't seen all them shields before. There's another one coming. Turn to Psalm 18:35. The shield of salvation. Thou has also given me the shield of thy salvation. The shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand had holding me up, and thy gentleness had made me great. Yeah. Everybody who got salvation is supposed to be great. Yeah. Greater is he that's in me than he in the world. Yes. So now you got six shields. Let me go over the shields right quick. I'm going to close. Oh, shield. Six shields. I want you to know them. I want you to hear it. Six shields. Online, y'all hear me? Y'all ain't know nothing about no six shields. See, Lord, the prophetic coming in his ministry, y'all supposed to be strong, man. Listen to me. You leave me away with six shields. Let me make sure here. Two. Are you right, five? Shoot, you come here just wearing one. you ought to appreciate the four. Hallelujah. Let's go. Let me go. And remember now, these are, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, divine shields. Yeah. Nothing regular about them. These are supernatural shields. These are shields that there's nothing they can't handle. So I'm going to go over right quick. The shield of faith, right?
Yes.
What's the next one? What's the next one? What's the next one? What's the next one? You better not be crying and talking about how I'm going to make it. And the Lord done put five shields on you today and give you a revelation of five shields. And you go over them scriptures and look at them and praise God and thank God for it. Lift your hand and praise God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand. And let's just thank him for the five shields he revealed to us. Thank him that we ought to live in the supernatural peace of God from this day forward. Living in the supernatural peace of God. Say it. Living in the supernatural. Say it again.
Wearing the five shields
of the Spirit
the rest of my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I praise you and I honor you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise your holy name.
I'm blessed.
Going in and coming out.
I got favor on me. Hallelujah. Anybody got blessed? Go over that again. And you see now what transpired, what I'm telling you, we move beyond just preaching and teaching. Those are impartation. Now, when Ezekiel was in that valley of dry bone, the Lord didn't tell him preach. The Lord said, don't go. The Lord didn't tell him go teach them bone. Because them bone was in such a condition they needed something higher. And they needed somebody walking among them bones, prophetic. And in this church, the last 2 or 3 months, he's been trying to get me to go higher. And I've been teaching so long, I wasn't teaching you this morning. I'm prophesying over you. So you, five shields been prophesied over you this morning. Prophetically mean it's already done. All you got to do is cooperate. You don't have to pray about it. You don't have to say, it's done. You walk in it. Walk wearing your five shields. Now, God, show me how to say it. How many Christians you believe know about those five shields? You see what I'm saying? But because God is moving us to another level because he's dealing with a remnant. You imagine you walking around with five shields on? The shield of faith, the shield of favor from God. All right, somebody in here, who knew about them five shields? Raise your hand if you already knew about them. You wearing them already. Online, just wave your hand at me. You knew about the five shields. You wearing them. You've been wearing them for 15 years. I'm saying that I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm talking about, see, my job is to surrender to God. This morning, my prayer was, say what you want to say out of me. I didn't come out here to try to be, Jan, trying to be somebody big. I just want him, I want to be an instrument. I want him to speak to you out of me. Or through me. Now, somebody probably came here hurting this morning, and they're dealing with something vast, thing that seemed like going to whoop them, but now they're going back home stronger. What shield am I let handle this? See, now, all spiritual things has to be appropriated by faith. Yes. See, you can't just deal with the fact that you know about the five shields. You got to use your faith to activate them whenever you need them. Yes. They're always there. Yes. How do you think we got this for? They were there and we didn't even know they were there. And so keep your heart open, keep your mind open when you come on these services. And more of y'all try to get you on Wednesday. More of y'all try to get you. Ask the Lord to give you time for him on Wednesday. The old tradition of value, I go to church on Sunday, that's all I'm going. See, so we got to try to pick it up. You may not be able to make it every time. I know you got jobs and stuff. Then I'm gonna preach you off that. Well, you have enough time to serve God. You understand? How many got blessed this morning? How many feel stronger? How many shields you wear? I wish one of y'all had said four shields. I would jump out there on you. Five shields. Five shields. Shield of favor. I pronounce between now and next Sunday, you're gonna get a favor you never got before. Hallelujah.